wrong gender in the wrong age. Wrong gender, wrong age.
Wrong gender, wrong age. Aye, aye. See, you know from these things. This was very briefly what life had of us. Bednosh tells me that after tonight before Shulman, when he's left, we have left him to finish the prayer. Today we want to finish up the Sikah with regard to Mitoch and Kesh Choshish and Shudim. And I hope to get the bulk of coming up in Kasai. That leaves us, ahead of us, Sugi of Shtiki of Kishizazo, Gunam of Kiste. Now, with regard to that, we're focused on what's here, on Sugi of the Shainim, which includes some reference to problematics raised in a number of places. How does this, who have his positions here, square with other days that they have elsewhere with regard to Zemim, and Mukesh, what basis the Nipsel? That's one sugya. But we won't get involved in as long as in Bava Kama, but deal with what's over here specifically. Then there's a sugya here that Memches, which is very, very deceptive. That's the case of the Peiris and the Mois and the Mishnah. I say deceptive, what I mean is just a few lines of Gemara, one Tesis, not very far, well, two Tesis, those go very far, but the Shem, the number of Shatim and the Shach is a whole chart, different days, but I would very much hope that we can do the bulk of Shtikit Eidim and Suya Pevis next time. That will leave for us in the proper a little bit with regard to Arev and Gemara, what we did very much. The Shuas, which was Shlebetaine, rather which was Shush al Sofi, with the Shema, and particularly the Suya of Gilgul Shuas at the end. We've touched up previously, but not exhaustively. I hope to be able to do it more thoroughly. That sugi appears here, but the primary sugi is in Kedushin of Chavzai Chavches, and we hope to get that. That will leave us for the last perek. The last perek here is very, very brief. Most along the list of all the Mishnayos. A couple of places in Shas, but for reasons which I'm not fully aware of, Mishnayos were printed at the beginning, the first Mishnah step, beginning with Sanhedrin, and here and elsewhere. What we'll do here is try to be certain that we can get in the Moshuizdi Sugis, and whatever we can squeeze in of Abba Shem, we're fine. Moshuizdi Sugis is the Gemara from Memchesim and Beis, the very end. Not part about Shemrim, but how this Shavua here relates Shavuos Dayanim to Shavuos Bitui. This involves this sugya here, and the Gemara earlier, Chafei Amud Beis, Chavav and Alf, at the beginning. That's what we have. As much time as we have to have, I'll talk about some time, but taking a brief look at Shemrim, that will do, but I don't know how much that will be. We go to the Sugya Mitoch, and over 2 weeks ago, the overarching principle of Mitoch is such, the Halacha Mitoch, and last time when we came more involved in going over here, we got the implementation, the application of Mitoch in the context that we have over here. The concept we have over here is a dual, two levels. One is without the choshesh to say, the one is not the halacha of choshesh, the choshesh of Shavua, is a halacha which has to do with bitoch or not, and through the asentasis and other shenim, whether the choshesh of Shavua would, if we're at a deraisa level, without the shekinegdei, we say mitoch, and the shekinegdei is there to do a, in order to favor the nitva that the Tavid least has to swear, as one category that we have in the Mishnayos earlier, the beginning of the parak, or in the contrary, we say that Shekinei Chosh Lashvur would not be defined as mitoch, he's a yochel yishava, he's a willing yishava, Bezin doesn't let him, they've disqualified him. That may turn on the question of the Chosh is such a nifsal b'daisim in the Rabbanon, which is the discussion of Tesis and Kufkamid of Kufkes. But that seemingly may depend on the question as to where, how you relate to Choshud, whether you apply Mitech or don't apply Mitech. That's the one plane. Another plane, the question of Shnei Choshudim, what happens when the element of Choshud applies, appears in both of the planes. Alright, now, to the Maskana of the Sugya, we got to Mitoch, there's general agreement that we pass the Lach Mitoch. Balamara seems to be a bit uncertain about this, but this is certainly the parable of Psaq, Lach Shalim, that we said to Mitoch Shechor Shalim, Pastor Gababer, as opposed to Rabbi Shmuel. That's the more general level of the case of the Mitoch, we're familiar with from elsewhere, Naschad Rababe, from the Gemara Bar Metzia, Chavshina Chavshina Edaina, the Mishnah Paris, that's sort of taken for granted. The question which comes up is, how does this relate in our context to the halacha of choshud, the halacha of shneim choshudim? Does it immediately follow that if you say shkilei, if you pass the din of mitoch, so number one, if the halacha is, and this is what I already spoke about before, if you pass the halacha of mitoch, then that sets the stage for the takon of shkilei choshud or shavua according to one day in Taisus. But that's in a case in which the shekinegdo is not a choshed or a shvur. When the choshed or shvur is the nitzva who has to swear, you can't swear then, but it's choshed or shvur, the shvur is misgoggled to shekin egde. The question which then comes up is what happens if the one who's choshed is not the nitzva, but the teveya? And this again breaks down to two different cases. One case is where the problem for the nitva is the reason that he can't swear. It's not because it's choshud, maybe for some other reason. And then or any case, rephrase it differently. I'm sorry. Any case of nishvah neitel, where the neitel, the person needs to be able to shvur, is a choshud. Not we transpose the Shavur, but we're fundamentally in the context of the Mishnah, that's what it applies to. So the Cheshad in that case, that's the only with him. That's not the case of Shnei Cheshudim, which the Mishnah talks about. There's another case where your deal with the Tevei was a Choshud, but you deal with the Tevei of the Choshud within the context of a shvur, which is set up by the fact that the nitva is a choshud. Not set up by the fact that nigzal nechba, the other case that we have in the Mishnah, or the second group of Mishnahis that we have, it's set up by the fact that he's a choshud. And therefore, what happens in regard to the shvur to him? These may be related, these two cases, they don't need to be related. We got the first case where It should be every night then when it's a chashuv. Does he swear to transfer the shoe? Does he swear at all? Does he collect without swearing? He can't collect at all because he can't be nishba. Are you megavel the shuur from the teveya to the nitva, as you do in the reverse case, where the teveya, the nitva is a choshu, then the teveya swears? In the Gemara, this is not addressed very fully. One could conceivably try to weave that in from the case of Shnei Chashudim. But that is, in a sense, a separate case. We'll deal with it very briefly, short order. In the case where the Nishbeh Menoitlin, where someone is a Chashud, and would need to collect and can't collect, so this is, I believe, we discussed already on a previous occasion. The Balamor, at the very end of the Masichta, the Raivid more or less follows the same track. The Raivid sits here, but also with regard to the Raivid in Ksumas da Peches, talks also about Tfisa. Then Mechalav in the two groups of the Mishnah, those which Midrash would collect without Shavuah. Shuah is imposed by the Rabbanon, Peg Mishtore, and the like. They assume that someone is a Choshud that he can't swear, so he collects without a Shuah. In other words, that the Shuah was set up, these Shuahs were set up, the second group, at a sort of a Chatchila level, and not really Kuvah. What the Chatchila means, but it's sub instant in two ways, which may have something we discussed last week. Could mean we're not dealing mamish mechuyu shvur, but mechateisa, let's try shvur. Something along the lines, maybe of shvur sesis, or perhaps the even better example, because it'll be more far-reaching in our case. We have certain shuah v'shtabed le preticha, which is not an absolute chiyuv. But let's not go that far. Let's assume that what chatchila would mean is the status of the moment is not affected, the basic situation remains stable, but the bezdin will not let him collect until it's shuah. Now that, what that may, could mean is that if he's a choshud, he collects without shvur with the imprimatur of bezdin, or you could even do it without bezdin. Tfisa, which the Rib talks about, the Pechasik Subis, that if it's a shvur, the Rabban, you can be teifis. That's one of the things to shvur the Rabban, and even if you should be nishba v'neitl, and you are neitl without being nishba, but the evidence works. There, the Rebbe makes it clear that can only be with regard to the second group of Shuas, not with regard to the first. But one could sharpen that and say that when we speak of the Chatchila, we don't mean just the Mechatesh of Seven Shuas. It's more than that. It is indeed a Chiyuv. And in terms of Maisa Bezdin, could affect what Bezdin would be willing to do. Whatever ramifications that we discussed last week, Rebbe Shua Labanov, if it's not the Balaito, the question is about, not the Kashi, that they can't be Moshe Shavua, they can't swear, but the Balaito, the moment which requires a Shavua, the moment which can't be Moshe, whatever requires a Shavua, and you should be able to enter the second category. You say that, you can't be Moshe like that, but Tfisa would help. It's Chatchil in the sense that it does not preclude some right on the part of the Teveya to get to the Mammon, but it's Mammon which is affected by the fact that there's a Chiv Shavua pendant to it. I say one plane to assume that Asun il chatchila, it should be, that otherwise best will not act. But the moment remains a moment which is totally within grasp, subject to Yerusha, etc. Or know that the moment itself is also affected, in a way that we saw both about last week, about Pasma Fim, Bring Shtar, and Yisraimim. But none of those pieces would help. On the other hand, now that would be, of course, we've got the Shavuos, which are the second group. Shavuos, the first group, feast doesn't help. If you're choshud, they say you can't collect. You can't supply the goods, which is the right to the moment, the right to depend on the Shavuos. If you don't swear, you can't get the moment. On the other hand, it's entirely possible that we say no. When Chazal established the Shavuot of Tishrei v'Nisan, including the second group, that Shavuot is a b'di'evet. Or the Elijah of Rishonim, the Rabbis, and others, the Rabbi right here, because in the leaf, Shavuot d'Raisa is given the same status as Shavuot d'Rabbana. Sorry, I should form it the other way around. Shuvah d'Rabban is considered a Shuvah d'Raisa. Now that can be formulated in two ways. And in Shem, I think one gets to two formulations. One is to deal with this independently of the Aloch Mitoch. Even where the Aloch Mitoch Shechel of Yerushalem. There were no such halach. If that's the rabbi, Bez would not give him the moment. And either of the formulations that we said would got to be toch, we need to have halach that if you're not nishba, you have to pay, because the chiyu is transmuted from chiyu moment, shvur to chiyu moment. Nor that. Yachdin Lanich say the like, because he's no Shavuot, even though the Chiyuv remains the same kind of Chiyuv. None of that applies. But, allow for that factor, Shavuot or Niskan, they cover. And you did that dealing with the example of the Dino Mitoch Shem Yichol Shavuot Mishalim. Yerushalayim applies to Nitra, it doesn't apply to Teveah. Teveah is not a question of being Mishalim, Teveah is a question against the moment. So now the question is, what is the nation of Takone? What is the Takone of Lechatchile? What is the Takone of Leikuve? And the assembly of certain Maisa Bezin and certain steps Bezin needs to take, certain elements, Biru and Echoche, which are Lechatchile, that is somebody have it, and it's the question of the Devil Lechatchile. But not based on and the Aloch Mitoch. Mitoch possibly doesn't apply because the kind of Shavuot that we're dealing with. But the question is, how was this Takona made? Likuvah or Lechatchila? Or do we say no? That this Aloch, what happens if the Teveah cannot be Nishba? So it's not a question of the nature of the Shavuot. It's one manifestation. From the obverse side, admittedly, from the flip side, more manifestation of the principle of Teshir Yichol Yishava. Just he said, one of Teshir Yichol Yishava Mishalem, vis-a-vis the Nitva, he says, we've got to be Teveya, but Teshir Yichol Yishava, ain't no gover. But it's all dependent upon the Aloch Mitoch, and if we do not subscribe to Mitoch, we can't have this either. This, I think, is open. We understood either way, and I have the impression we'll see in the Shem in a minute, in the Shem both versions appear. Now this, of course, is independently of the Raivin and the Balamoya, with the friendship of the two categories of the Mishnayos, of the Shavuot and Neitli. This is those Shem who say that Chashud is a we said that in either case, the Choshud, the first case and the second case, that you you can't collect. This came as a riff in the tshuva. The Rambam was at the Pegim Shtaroi. Shtaroi is the same category. The Rambam is the Pegim Shtaroi. So as a choshud, you can't collect. And this is in a case where we deal with so far with Tavei as a choshud. And his Nishbe Menoitl does not spring from the choshud status of the Nitva, but from some other source. Many other Bechaibah the Mishnah. Then there's Allah Kshtek Shudim, which is Machlekes the Mishnah. And the case of Shtek Shudim, where Machlekes the Tanoi. We say Achloku, or we say, or something else. What is something else? We'll see in a minute. And if you say Achloku, the question is, what is the basis of the Chloki? You have to share in the different days. One day the Shem is Mamluk Musafik and Chalki. And what that Safik is could be one or two levels. Either it's a Sfegi Dina. If you pass the Sfegi Dina, the Vilos Moskva Lavarai, but we say Chalki. So one day there's the Gitan of the Talmud Bezal got to the Tekus, and there's some extents beyond Teku. So one salute, one kind of Chalukya, as an opposed Chalukya, where it is a Sfegi Dina. Another possibility is that it's not a question of Sfegi Dina, but it's Sfegi Dina Metzias. In fact, we had hoped to resolve the problem, the Tviya, through Shavua. Shavua is out of the question. So we're back to the situation of Suffolk. Serious enough to have required Shavua, and yet not subject to resolution through Shavua. So if the Suffolk is that serious, we could have Chalukya. Then we speak of Sfegi Dina, so that it's one kind of Chalukya. If we speak of Chalukya as Suffolk with Gatha Metzias, then of course we have to ask ourselves, based on assumptions, about the ground of the Suffolk. And then come back to what we spoke about earlier. It's just some of the Chatchila, let's clarify if we can, Yadina Magas, or is there a truly objective Suffolk that's not amenable to Shavua? Maybe that would determine whether we go for Chalukya or we adopt one of the other extreme positions, either that Chazal Shavua Sina Chazal Shavua Kerim, or the two days that we have in the Gemara. And the third option of the Chaloku, which the Rambam particularly pushed, and which I guess we appear to taste as well. The Achloku, which is a double application of Mitoch. I said before you got the Achloku, we dealt with the question of the Kuva aspect of the Shavuos, the equation of Shavuos, that's the Shavuos of Rabbanon. I said that needn't in any way relate to Mitoch. Even if we don't have the principle of Mitoch, but we have Midrabanan, certain requirements, as if Midraisa, if you could imagine a case where the Dechor is sufficient, Midrabanan, you require two aides. You require Midrabanan, so we have a Shavua. But not related to the question of Mitoch, we have a Shavua Leikuva, but nothing to do with the principle of Mitoch. Here, likewise, with the Shneim Cheshudim, we could also be oblivious of Mitoch and Rabbi Yechloku in one of the other ways that I mentioned previously. However, Rabbi Hashem speak of Yechloku based, as I've said, in a double Mitoch. on the one hand, you fault the you fault the nitva for being chashud. Therefore, you regard the shvut to the tevaya. It's easy mitoch shi chashur mishalim. Particularly, if we do assume that day of Tosfos, the problem of chashud is mitoch. So it's mitoch vis-a-vis the nitva. But that mitoch is to some extent counterbalanced by the fact that there's also a mitoch for the teveya. The teveya is the chumash shuikim, so mele, what you have is not that everything is frozen, which would have been a possibility. He gets where he gets where. So then we clear the decks. And then either we forget about Shavuot altogether. We say all the Shavuot are al-Khatkhila. We can't do it. We're banished without it. Forget about Shavuot. Deal with the kids if there are no Shavuot. Or might say that not that he's chayv, but he's part of it. Because since at one stage, Chachamim transferred the Shavuot from the Nitva to the Teveya, he put the ball in his court. And now, if he can't deliver, so he said, we talk with God to him, not in Mishal, but they know you go with him. So we have one alternative based on Sofag, either Sofag is Sofag or Dina. Another alternative, the Kuva of the Shavuot, that with Rabbanon you can't collect without the Shavuot, but independently of the overarching principle of Mitoch, or to say there's an application of Mitoch, the Shavuot bounces back and forth, and neither of them can deliver, so we've got each of them, we say Mitoch. Quite independently of this, there's a day in Tosfos, which is, I find very surprising, and I think there's no hint of this. It's a knas. Says he should have been nishba. He was nishba. He can't be nishba, so we can't say him. If you deal with the guy to a knas, you avoid, of course, all the fundamental issues in the sugya, which have to do with the nature of the shvur, the interaction of the shvur, the interaction of the tzadim. This is a deus ex machina, an extraneous factor, which explains to you how you come to your chlok. Now what follows in all of this, of course, is to a great extent what happens at the Rabbanon level and what kind of Shavuot is produced by the Rabbanon. We spoke before that only the Nitva, only the Tveh is a Choshud, the Nitva is not a Choshud, but the nature of the Shavuot. We say the same thing over here too. There's no difference fundamentally between Shnei Choshudim and any other case in which the Teveya has a Shavuot thrust upon his shoulders, maybe thrust upon is not the correct term, but that suggests a burden that's imposed upon him. It's not a burden, it's an opportunity given to him to collect. But depending for the first group and the second group, the opportunity he has to be goyver, and he can't avail himself of the opportunity. And therefore, Bezin is put in a situation where he has to determine he can be gave without Shavuot or not be gave at all. That's what happens over here too. There's no difference between whether the reason that the Tveh has to have a Shavuot or is afforded the opportunity to develop himself a Shavuot because of Nigzal and Nechbal, because Pegim Shtarai, Pegim and Yisraimim, or whether the Shavuot ends up on his doorstep because the Nitva was not able to be Nishba. And therefore, the Shavuot is then given to him. In one respect, there is, of course, a difference. The difference is that in the case of Pegim Shtarah and the like, you didn't start with the Shavuot the Nitva's court. You had, depending on which group of the Shnayis is talking about, the Mishnah is talking about, you had a condition which dealt with Tashlumin, which didn't deal with Shavua. And therefore, when you judge, you try to make a judgment with regard to what kind of Shavua you have over here, you're dealing with something which is untrammeled and unrelated to its roots. Whether the Pegim Shtarer Choshev collect or not, and confront the Rambam and the Rebbe on the opposite sides, we deal with the question of what these Takonos Chachamim, what kind of Shavua they were Misakin, and what character, what status they gave it. In the two variations I mentioned before, you based on Mitoch and the penalty of Mitoch. Well, in the case of Shneim Cheshudim, here we have a different perspective upon it. Say, regardless of what happens in the normal case of Cheshud, in Shneim Cheshudim, Shvua, which should have been that of the Nitva, and the quality and the level of Shvua, the status of Shvua, the ramification of the other Shvua, these now transfer to the Tevea. And this, of course, could mean that conceivably you could hold the Choshev's Pegim Shtari could not collect, excuse me, they could collect, she was done in the Chatchila, and yet with regard to Shneim Cheshudim, then you take the Shavua and you transfer it from the Nitra to the Teveya, and what's transferred is the full force, the full weight, and the full character of the Shavua of the Nitra. For the Nitra, the Shavua was to do with that proposition. For Mela, that's what you now give, as the Gemara have got to the Sakhi Akur Rabbanon, that's what you now put in the lap of the Teveya. It's not only Lechatchila. Even if Pegim Shtarah, it's only Lechatchila. That's one possibility. Or we say, no, Shneim Shudim and Pegim Shtarah, in the case of the Tveb is a Choshud, are no different. In both cases, we have to deal with what is the nature of the Shavuot, the Chavu Sakin. And with regard to that, we then will arrive at similar conclusions. Shneim Shudim, as we got to Pegim Shtar. On the other hand, we could also differentiate if we think in terms of Mitoch. What I said just now is that in respect of Mitoch and Amitoch, we could end up with Shneim Cheshudim saying that the force of the Shavua, the Teveya, is the same as the Nitva, and it's all or nothing. Either you deliver the Shavua, don't deliver the Shavua, you can't get away without it. But we might say, no, that's not at all what happens. Case of the Nitva, the Shavua, which is the Dreisi Shavua, full Mitoch Shavua. The Tevea, for his part, doesn't get the Nitva Shavua in his lap. He gets something else. He gets the Shavua, which is of the Shavuot Minaitlin of our Mishnah. He gets the same kind of Shavua, the Shavua that Pegim Shtarah gets. And let's assume that it'll be simpler that way. He gets the Shavua of the second group, although he appears in the first group, which is already a problem, as I may indicate on a previous occasion. But in any event, there is no symmetry between the Shavua, which the Nitva would have had to have, and Amish Tevei has to have. There's absolutely no symmetry between them. The Nitva has Shavua de Reise. He has a Shavua de Rabbanon. And if we assume, unlike the Rag and Mishnah, that Mitoch applies on the Shvud, the Reis, that Shvud, the Rabbanans, so then you end up with a situation in which even if Shnei Chshudim, but Chazal Shvuali, Chuyavla, we don't equate the Tevei and the Nitva, either apply, don't apply to Mitoch at all, apply to both. You don't say, because they both have the same kind of Shvuah. But all this was dependent on how you interpret the takoner, what happened in the case of Shnei Chashud. The Shem speak here, I mentioned before the Ravid and tastes the Memzayin towards the bottom. It says, "Brings up the term Yudik Rav Nachman, Yachlov Shneim Chashudim. We pass the Rebbe fundamental. Fundamental, you pass the Rebbe, you pass the Mitoch. However, the problem with Shneim Chashudim, as I went here previously, has its own data." This is in the Kabbalah later. Rakhdam Svil, Kabab and Ask Kam Shudan to Shahrun Shum Shalom. Hoshkin Amidab and Mabu Shatuim Kushu and Mapsid Elam Shun Shuat to Rabbi Mitabon of a Mapsid, the Mishal Shirkhri Shaba and Kushu de Raisa. So the male they can't apply Mitoch to him. Rochi be swimming and swimming, Mesley, Chai Malva, Pay Stone, Dabby Food, Rabbanon, Swim for a search, even later when I have seen Rab Nachman, Rababo, Shem Chashudim, Master Tevea, Chetzi, Avgad, Ramel, Shuad, Rabbanon, Tabish can see the Fishu Chashud. I quote Rabbi Shuad, the Fishu Rabbanon, to Shalom, Shalom, Shem Shuad, Master Tevea, called the Chosh Shuad Sinai. So they said you have to disentangle from basic problem of Rabbi at one level from the issue of Shem Chashudim, and that is the two levels. On the one hand, according to those who hold the Kabbalah, Shem Chashudim, they won't hold that, but Shem Chashudim, they assume either it's a Knas, or because you have a double Mitoch, which is this is later on, here it just talks about Knas. Other according to Rav Shmuel, they assume he's true at Rabban Yosef Mitoch. Shem Chashudim, we don't say, Shem Chashudim, we don't see Achloku, because at bottom, the language that you do Chodesh Shul Sinai, because it means is, you don't see Achloku, because the Shvuah ends up in the lap of the Teveya. It starts with the Nitva of the Teveya. Now this could be understood, I think, without recourse to what I said before. Before I said that maybe Shnei Chashudim is different, because the Shvuah started with the, which was the Shvuah Dereisa started with the Nitva, and then made its way the Teveya, so he has all the demand for Shavua, which he had the Nitva, over the Teveya. That implied that if Shneim Chashudim who's that, is that applied? Yeah, it's an affliction. And then applied, if you had a case of Choshe Pegim Shtorer, where the Shua which came to the Teveya was not the Shua of the Nitra, but a separate Akhona, then it would not be Likuvit. Teis doesn't work with that. Teis says that if the Shua ends up with the Teveya, leaves the Chodesh Shua to Sinai, and Shua is the Likuvit. Now all this takes, of course, the name of Rabbi Nutam. Before he gets on to the last shot. And that he says that Abraham Nachman saw a double bitoch, which he seems to reject later on. But time Sifra Yoshol, I don't quite see the element which this describes to him. שמין לי רבי מאיר, דור מחוי שווי לכל שווי משלם, כי כל שווי דרבי מסתבר לדי מחוי ולכומר, הוא משלם. אבל רבי אבא, סלו את רבי סיבלי אפלייז, כל שווי מחוי ולא, אין אפלייז מתך. אבל רבי אבא סובר לו כי רבי יסי די יחלקו, שווי דרבי לפעמים שאתה בגלל צובסו, אינו פקם יסמי, נשבוי עם שווי שישו ונאיטלין, כדי לכל שלא לשבוע, סדס בו את השבוע את הרבנון first case mentioned before. ושיהיה לכל שלא לשבוע איך לשני חשבים יחלוקו, לסכבי סי יחלוקו. לא מרבי סי יחלוק, אלא בכל שלא בכל שבוע את הרייסה. אבל פגע משטר ובנת מסיס נגיע והכהל, חוץ מן היסמים כפרישיס, the Amor Rappapu Chepe Shtoich Meshu Yeshu Lechavei Echlein. There's no mention of Knas. It says that, I mean, what, the basic point, namely that there's no Katnishku Paskin and Rababa and Paskin and Yachloku, that he says, but I don't see the explanation which they subscribe to Rabbein Atam. That's with Knas, and one could understand certainly, based on a kind of double we talk. The coin here on Diamond Bays coming here with כבר הסביר על הרבה בזה בין שאני תחייב שבוע בין תשובי חייב משל מלווה כי יש יכולים לשבוע חוזר לתשלומי this is soon called Rababa, whenever the Shavua is out of the question, so it goes with the Tashrumi. So he says, Bain, if the mitzvah is Chayim Shavua, then, and you can't swear, so then you apply Kesem Mitoch. Or you say Shidduch HaShnah Shavua, Bein Shetuveh can't swear, Mishal Malove, Kimi Shem Chayim Nishova. Chazal Tashlumin, can't swear L'Rav, Mishneem, this is what Rabab holds. Can't swear L'Rav, Mishneem, L'Potu, Kevon, Dein Chayim Nishova, Chazal Sinai. This is what they hold. Here the Chor the Goyen, when he thinks it's a tremendous chidush. We had understood that Halakha B'Tesh Choshev B'Drav and Rabbe suggested two ways. Either the mice if you don't swear, and then discuss which Shavua we're talking about, a Shavua which gives you some way, escape route, escape hatch. You don't avail yourself of it, merely pay. Or that where you can't have the prospect of a shvua, you then move from then to Tashlumin. The Torah would have liked that the issue be resolved by the shvua, but you can't do that. So if push comes to shove, what we have to do is go to Tashlumin. But all of that was connected to the question of a chiyuv. So we come to him, we say to him, swear. You don't swear? And we tell him, no, we say to him, you need swear, pay. You can pay, you don't want to pay, you can swear. You don't swear, merely you pay. Or if the situation is set up over your situation, which doesn't admit a resolution by shvur, so my mailer to the shvua doesn't exist, and then you'll pay. But that says nothing about what happens to the chiyuv imposed by the teveya. So midrash, of course, there's no such situation. But there's no shvua. There's no case where teveya swears; they doesn't swear. But at the bottom of the level, you assume principle like Rababa, so that it makes no difference in every case when Shavua is impossible, you go to Tashlumin. And Tashlumin always falls on the head of the Nitva, irrespective of why is it that Tashlumin are not feasible. And then the Shavua is not feasible. I find this very difficult to understand. I would understand something formulated differently, but I'm not sure this was the Goyen intended. I would say as follows, was the spirit of what I said previously. If the Nitva can't swear, that's the talk that we know about. If they can't swear, it's not an application of mitok. If they can't swear, so the Shavua, which Chacham set up, which was a change in the landscape. There was the shul in the Dreis landscape. Chum set it up, they set it up wherever it's feasible. The Sabrachat Chile. But not otherwise, but this has nothing to do with what happens in the case of Nitva. The guy puts it in the Machto, according to Rababa. They say it happens according to Rababa. According to Rab, Shavua is over the Chatchila, and we can't have Shavua, so then there's no Tashlumin, we part it completely. But then it's not a Wipaskin. This is a Rav, which named the part of Kevod in the Chayil Shavua Chos of the Sinai. Avram Kaimelon Benitva Kirababe, ותביא הקימה של יוכל ישובה מאפסיד קירה ושמואל For one case, he has going to Rabbi that the Nitva always loses. Another case, going to Rav, that the Nitva always wins, because we can't be Nishma. We pass the Lalach, Mitech with regard to the Nitva, but today, we can't swear Nishma. This I understand, Rav Shmuel, but again, this would take to be two different principles, totally different, two different processes. The guy doesn't see this. Then towards the end, he comes back to the question of Knas. Knas is a forever problem, a dual problem. Number one, that I don't see it in Sefer Yosha. Number two, I don't see it in the Gemara, which is a more problem. The end of his shtickle Sefer Yosha, the shtickle lines again. Shkinei Chosh Nishvur, Hech Nishneim Cheshudim Yachloku. Dirgut Gab Yosef Yachloku. Okay, he doesn't explain why it's Yachloku. Then he says, "Lama Yosef Yachloku, El Bechoshu De Bechur Shvur De Raisi." And the Peg Mishtar Konat Mas Nisin, Go Be'akol Chutz Min Yisrim Gil Parishis. פרק משתה ראשון מלכתחילה, פרק משתה ראשון מלכתחילה, שניהם חשודים, זה ניסת יחלוק, זה היה נסתיק שמקסור לי עד הסתם. אז תדעי שאתם שואבו בי היר, אני במובן מולת את הדרייס הלבו, what do we say? Semitok, no semitok. That the problem of the shame is that we semitok. Second, at the Rabbanon level, where is the nature of the Shavua? To what extent they put teeth in the Shavua or not? Thirdly, semitok of God Shavua, the Rabbanon Shavua, the Reiser. And we've got to be told about the friendship between the Teveya and the Nitra, and finally the friendship with the case of Shneim Cheshudim, in the case where only the where the source of Shavua has nothing to do with Chashad, we don't transfer Shavua to someone else, but we start with Shavua at the Rabbanon level. The Shavua starts with Peg Mishtore, it doesn't start with the Nitra, and then bounces its way, and it goes on its way to the Teveya. Now this, I think, should be viewed as independent. A discussion we had at the time when we first encountered Shavuos Reishis Rabbanon and Mitoch, it's whether it can be Mitoch with regard to Shavuos Rabbanon of the Magid Mishnah. That could be with regard to Nitva as well. Here I take it that the problem only arises, as I said before, the Shnei Kriyos, the Shnei Kshurim and the like. Look at this. Yeah, and just to come back with Mishnah last week, just keep this part of the picture, the question of what the Gemara assumed with regard to Siv Rav Shmuel and Rav Elazar. Why is it here? The Rav Rach was the Chavish Shmuel, because otherwise he never reached the Achloiku. Ramban says on the contrary, if he held the Chavish Shmuel, he wouldn't say, Hobbit Aleisif Allah, there would be no reason for that. I guess, as we discussed last time, why is the basis of Hobbit Aleisif Allah, why is the student who's playing Shtavari? So many streams. So Raman says there's no fundamental reason for assuming that. It's almost arbitrary, but basically means you don't hold as they do at all, because then we don't pass through distinguishing. Or do we say that the contrary, that the possibility we distinguish is within the camp of those who hold like that? Here, I would come back to what I said last time. I guess it didn't bring Mishtar and Yisraimim. With regard to the nature of the Rabbanon and the impact that it has upon the balance of the moment. But I fully understand the Rabbanon's view with regard to what Moshe later on. Moshe later on, not only did we distinguish between Mishtar and Yisraim and Yisraimim, which could be different Rabbanans, qualitatively speaking, but my other case, at least for Allah, was that Orev, or the Achim, there certainly it's very difficult to see any fundamental distinction. So from there, I'm very much inclined to assume that the Balam, like the Ramban, basically we paskin against Rav Shmuel, to say, they say, Mim. Just be chvedom, and it's a strange consideration. The Ravid quotes the Balmoir, which I mentioned previously, then he explains his whole mahalos, for sure, it's not a big tzara. Midomar avrachim, kishishneim shechishudim, yachloku, al me'alim et shvua de Rabbanan, ken shvua de Oraita. You know, Matsi Mishtabele Poka, that in both respects, you could equate the two Shavuos, regardless of the Eisvid Rabbanon. And so the Lashon Teh, the Chevet Shneem Keshudim, HaNitva Chayav Shua Doraita, the real Shua, Shvile Pchala, the Shua Drabanan, Meshvoch Mavki Utava V'yachloku. And here, come back to what I said before, either you, it's a double toch, or in the Ravid, I read in a little bit what I said before. In this particular case, this one has Shu'at Reis, this one has Shu'at Rabbanon. Yeah, both of them are Paka because neither of them can swear. I think there's a slight hint here that what the first was done, Shu'at Reis, that was transferred over to the other one, Shu'at Rabbanon. Ravid Amrida Nita Drav Shu'at, Shu'at Malveli Tomim Rabbanon. וכיוון דה לתומים דילי, ומרו דיסם רם ישבוע, ולמוץ עם משתה בלי ודין מפקיל ישבוע דורייטה. That's what happens according to רם ישמוע. אבל לי והם מספקיל לא מילת ישבוע דרבנן. ילים כישבוע דורייטה, לפחים אמרינו. אני כבר אסיין את מספקיל, if it would generally a suffix, he would not have been able to reach Yachloku, if he had suffered, why? Ja, wenn sie mit der Schuhe der Rabbanan, ja, liebe Schuhe der Reiter, auf Rief am Main, im Kein, ich loke am Mai. Na, ki Riva, im Beile, le Meima. Ki mich ist kein Schuhe der Treib, sind Merze, bli so feig. Mit kein Schuhe der Rabbanan, die Schuhe der Hebrie, auf sich kein Merze. Mit Zett, wo ich an Gimme, Chaloi, was Zett, wer Ovia. I make some interesting suggestion here. He says, if there were suffix, we have a case like this. One is chayv shvu d'raisa, he certainly has mitoch. So he certainly loses half. That's for sure. The other tzad is a suffix. So you have your chloko on the other half, if you had a suffix. Since he says half and half, but he has no suffix. That's what the Rabbi learns. But this is not a fundamental difference in the Nazim Halach, the whole sugya. Rather, look at the particular relation the Gemara saw between the possible suffix of Rav Nachman and the possibility of the Hozek HaVishma. Now, the Gemara that's from Chesed Beis. And also the question, how you pass it. Most of you pass it, Shlomi, not go with Domi. But the Motchen Ksub is passing that you say to go with Domi. It's more of an issue that I just mentioned very briefly. What do you mean by to go with Domi? Who's the Muxik? What's go with Domi? And the Sugin Seita, which is the home base for this, but if you were supposed to, oh, it's aiming to be Shaysa Saita, and she didn't get around to it. It's about Hena Chaloshatu. She remembered not look to Ba, Lo Shotot. They don't mean Lo Shotot or not look to Oshotot or not look to Ba. So the says, well, Beshamai, Shalus Yavidami, Sashkas Diksuva. This in and of itself would not be an indication of whether it's Govui, who's a Muxik or not a Muxik. The money's already in her pocket. You're dealing with that with the money, with the right to the money. She has the right to tell us who's your woman, but herself is negated. And maybe it will be either mean why she's not a Muxik or the money. But that doesn't always determine who wins the case, which is entailed. So in this context, having used to go with Dami only means that in a suffix, whether she deserves it or not, suffix yinam afkiya. One gitten, there it may have a different import. Well, with regard to Shemitah, ודיבר בירו בשטר, בשטר משוות. Dilma, he bit Shammai, don't be doing it, you go with him. Dilma, maybe it depends on Shammai. This is another case altogether. It could be a Dilma, but it's a question of the first of the Muxik. Baal Ashtaz, the first of the Muxik at the moment. But say, no, it's not the Muxik. He doesn't have money, the money's not in his pocket. But with regard to the question of Shemitah, what determines is whether it's before he goes, after he goes, who's in charge? There's one man in the Gemara that if the Shita, which is the Chiris the Chassim, the Shubin the Chassim, that the Malva, that there's no Shemitah, because as long as the Malva has access to whatever he wants to collect, so he's in control. That's the Negisa. So, that's what Chassim will go if you pass it or not, but if you don't pass it that, even if that you don't pass it, well, he has a shtar, so whatever he comes with, it will come forward and he'll be with. So it could be this also does not know who's the Mufsik. The Rashba has a tshuva in which he talks about shtar. Someone has a shtar defending the shtar. Someone that I'm shtar believes the Oidomi with regard to Migal Haitzi. If you come with a shtar, you're defending the shtar. Is Migal Haitzi or not Haitzi? That again may depend on who defines the Muxer. Not necessarily, maybe since even if the other person is a Muxer, even if the Balashtar, even if the Leibis defines the Muxer, but what's being done on behalf of the Malvis, the actual transfer of the money has to take place yet. But the right to the money, that way the Malva has. So I want to be careful with the Shtomim because the Ovid's on me. To what extent this means that one is in, defines the Muxek, only that he has a right to it, and that's clearly established. This issue of terms of the Muxakus over here may be relevant to the issue of the Yachlek with our Sugya. As I said before, we had one past Yachlek who presented different possible explanations how you got to the Yachlek. And my God, the thing is possible the Mamun Abad Musafik, Chayokin. Why should we have all of our eye? That's the general principle. Why, how do you come over on the subject? So maybe, and this is somewhat related to what we discussed last week with regard to the Melish the Mormon, the Balitu, that the need for Shavua weakens your Muxakum. On the other hand, that the exposure to Shavuah, that weakens your Muxakus. If the money is up for grabs, depending on who's going to Manishba, the Nitra could have sworn and gotten away with it, the Tzvek could have sworn and collected it, or shit like that. That in and of itself undermines the Muxakus on both sides. We have a similar concept, so that, and that could be in two ways. Either that's the nature of Takonet, the Kodesh in Shibayin, not that Chum started the Yad Muxakus, then they made a Takone. They started by undermining the Muxakus, and then the Mele, you have that moment of Musafa, which is Chirki, you start by weakening the Muxakus, And then immediately you have Yechloiku. As opposed to the possibility that you start without touching the Muchzakus, but you find Yechloiku through other means which we noted earlier. We have a Tzavu Shenim, the Havon which deals with this, I'm very fond of. We have the Baruch Shem Bar Yadiv. So we pass the Baruch Shem Rabbi Yadiv, but it's Chavon of Araya. And what is about Domus, the Baruch Shem Bar Yadiv, what does he think? The usual mode of understanding this is that he thinks Taka the Nitra is the Muchzik, but a tiny can be a very simple moment, as we discussed in other contexts, a tiny itself can be Chayv Shvur, it's not counterbalanced by the opposing tiny. So we might see a moment. The Avon apparently found this daunting. The Avon says that basically what happens is if the Baruch Hashem of the Muchzokos changes. If I myself admit that maybe it's not mine. So physically it's in my possession, but in terms of my right to it, I myself cast a shadow upon it. Could be that here likewise, there you deal with it, a similar case, here likewise, having Shuvah, having in advance, this undermines the Muchzakus and enables us to have Yachlok. I just mentioned this brief that Shtam Likus Gavid Domir. And then we have the Gemara, in Hovid Leis Velo, which we already looked at. And then the case of Arev. But suffering here can be understood in two ways. One is a very local issue, and one is a reflection and manifestation of a general issue. What's the local issue here? We have other examples of the Gemara. What is the Gemara groping with? To what extent do you say, well, what is the Gemara Ram Shmuel? Post Shut Rabalozo, that Simile Sim. And basically, it depends on which you say, which we died for it to live in the Malva. Then the Gemara said, in which court Rav Shmuel, the Shmuel is Likuva, and you can't collect. But the kids for the Shmuel need to swear. And then the Gemara thought, maybe it's a more general principle. We got to what happens when the Rabbanon is here. The Pato Shuah was an old lace fellow. Only certain cases are other cases. So before the Gemara started, dealt with different Shuahs, like Mishtara Shuah Ben Yisim. So that, as I said last time, could be that the nature of the Rabbanon, to what extent it undermines your hold on the Mammon to be able to immerse it, etc. That depends what's lacking. If it's Mammon which you have to collect the Yisimim, the Chumah more protective of the Yisimim, and there they said that you can't deliver the goods of Shua, you don't collect at all, you can't immerse the Mammon because it's been pulled, the rug's been pulled out from under you by the requirement for Shua. Like Mishtara, Chatchila Yeshua, if not, we'll manage without a Shua. That's in effect what the Gemara says, how the Leisif Allah. We've got the question we dealt with earlier, what's the strength and force of the Shua, to what extent does it imitate Shua Deraisa? So that we understood. But now the Gemara comes along to have the Leisif Allah. But he got to something else entirely. But he got to Narev. Arev was supposed to be the same. It's not a different Shavuot. It's the same Shavuot. The person who collects is a different person. Now, I said this could be a question of how far we go as a local issue. Particularly according to the Ramban. The Ramban says we don't pass it like Rav Shmuel, basically. But we chvay them, so we don't want to offend them. So in the particular case which they have to deal, so then we adopted their position. But in principle, we don't all like them. So if you assume that, how far do you go? You say only people, it has to be the fact that's relevant, no. But you say it applies with the same 30 years old or 30, 40 years old, no. That is a relevant factor. Or can we take some relatively irrelevant factor, but if in some way it doesn't quite conform to the model of Rabbi Shmuel, that's enough for disregarding their position, because we only need to adopt their position, Nechveda. So that's the Gemara thought, that Rabbi is different. Or maybe not so different. And maybe the Gemara knew at the outset that the Orev collected the Yisemim, and collected from the other areas that didn't collect the Yisemim, and directly collected the Yisemim, you're digging your hands in the pocket of the Yisemim rather than of the other. But still it thought, okay, but the process is different. The technique is different. The mechanics are different. It's still not exactly what Rabbi Shmuel was talking about. So maybe that's sufficient. Because they had a very low standard of what Hovind Leisfeld is. If a slight tinge of difference, that's already enough for this regard of Rabbi Shmuel. Was that the Gemara's issue? How different does it have to be? Well, no, the Gemara's the problem with the Atarev. How do we look at the situation with the Atarev? Do we say that Atarev is stuck as if you're dealing not with the Yisemim? Up front, you assume that Orev is dealing with the Yisemim indirectly, but fundamentally, the old interior is with the Yisemim. The other one's going to end up losing money or gaining money. So up front, they've got a front man who goes to Bezna and he tines and he talks and he's there. But it's only front. Do we say no? The Orev basically is two different steps. One step, the commitment of the labor to pay. Second step, a commitment of the Arev to pay. And a third element, related to the commitment of the Arev deals with two people. He deals with the Malveh, to whom he's Mischayev. He deals with the Yisemim, from whom he's going to collect that which he's dispersed for them. But at an immediate level, you collect from the Arev indirectly for the Yisim. This may or may not, just leave it to some thought, depend upon how you assess Chiv Arev. Chiv Arev is two fundamental formulations. The Bechle Frank talks about Zichus Arev, and it's a basic topic in Halachas Arev. Is Arev Chayev because he's Mischayev? He hasn't seen the nickel, he's gotten nothing. Why does he have to pay? Why does he pay the Malva? Because he committed himself. He's an insurance firm. He signed on, he gave him an insurance policy. It's Mischayev and his party. He said, if they don't pay, I'm going to pay. A conditional commitment, but a commitment. What do we say? No, that Arev, in effect, it's as if he got the money. The two people here, Bechuyev, each of them got the money. The money went directly in the pocket of the labor. But if I tell someone, give him money, and I'm good for it. So this is not just an extraneous commitment on my part. I'm Bechuyev to pay because what does it make whether he gave it to me, and then I gave it to this other third person. He went straight to the third person. He bypassed the middleman. He said, if I got the money, because he did with the money what I told him to do. It's the basic issue with that topic. It may be of relevance to this case as well, to the extent that we mechayev him a totally separate commitment that he made to the malva, and then that it ends up, because there's the commitment of him to the malva, the commitment of the loiver to him. But these are all separate commitments, which is a sort of a chain which links them. The domino saying, but not beyond that. Then we wouldn't say Abba was meanwhile, he's not dealing with the same. He's dealing now with the Arev, the same with the other one. If you assume that the Arev pays, because if he got the money, he got the money through the Yisemim, through the end of the money. It's not a separate commitment that he made, but it's his acceptance of that thing. Then it may be that the Arev and the Yisemim and the Leiva are all one part. Anyway, this issue comes up in several contexts that I refer to the Gemara's Gemara Makis of Zayin, which talks about the Edom and Krevim to the Arev called Samushenim, and be made to the Leiva by the Apostle, and the Gemara and Gita from Tetzvah of Kabbalah. And it should be clear there are two possible interpretations of Gemara. One related to the status of Arev, the other related to the scope of the Leisiv. The question of the Leisiv comes up in the Gemara as well, on Shavuot Acher. And here again, the question is this just a question of some total similarity in the case of Rabbi Shmuel, or did Rabbi Chama Mechama think that the Shavuos were really different? Look, Kudanei Achi, a different Mechaber, different Shavuos, and this the Rabbi challenged them. Okay, well, then we're up to the call. Now let's turn to the next case of the Mishnah. I hope we get more in this today, but we'll just start. Have any helping question? Okay, I'll say the Mishnah. A priori, theoretically, what are the possible solutions here? This triangle that we have.
No shua, like bananas.
No shua, and what happens?
And everyone collects.
Or
no shua, don't collect.
Okay. Or no shua, no one collects, or no shua, everybody collects.
Or we can have a shua, and also a shua without bias, no bias cancer. So, they could both finish by no self.
What do you suka with bananas? What happens? Let me share. According to bananas, what happens?
If there's no shua, they both collect. Both the Chachamim and the
Pesachim. Universally agree? Yeah, to your servant, it was a shame. It says inside the Gemara. According to here's a friend of this in the Mishnah called Rashi. So both collection of Yeshua. And according to my other Shanim, who knows Shalev Yeshua? Who's the who? Next thing, who let me shwur, the chemical is shwur, the parent shall let me shwur. So we have to understand either, let's understand first the second possibility, why should there be discrimination between the perilim and the chemery? Well, Abayas doesn't know anything. He gets two conflicting versions, he has no way of resolving them. That doesn't know either. So why did one club was sure, only was it sure the other was not sure?
The
Chalvani
should have done it in private.
Did they mention that in the Mishnah?
Yeah.
What's the distinction?
The Poland have a pleasant view.
What?
The Poland have a pleasant view.
Yeah, one, the language is one, but come, this is an idea of what? For the Balabas, for the Perlimus, he's any day in certainly owes them. The question will he pay them? For the Chalmani, it's any day in his Chayafti, he doesn't know whether he gave him or not. He knows he told him, but he doesn't give him or not, he doesn't know. This what Pindana says makes a great deal of sense according to this Gilsa. So you avoid Shuva Shav, and you in effect also follow what would happen in the irrespective of Shuas. That's the only separate takonin. But you do need a separate takana for him to be not Lishua. For them to be not Lishua, that Benan is no problem, because there's any day in Praticha, so you may be Chai without Shua. The mom of Kamar is mentioning about Shua. And then he's Chayavti, so you'd be Pato. So then they're always stuck in the Shua to us. That puts Kamar in Pinkasi, in which camp? Sugalam Sugbetu, the Shua Benetu. The Chenmeri. Me Kadin should collect all the Kadin should collect without Shavuot. Me Kadin shouldn't collect at all. See, the Nizan are Nechbel. That's the Chod of Pashas. You see, there's a Machoy supposed to share with God this. Why, according... Why actually... But if it's not that he collects, leave aside the question of the double shvur. The problem of double shvur is a dual problem. The problem is, according to Chachamim, it's threefold problem, I should say. First of all, why should the chenveri collect with the shvur? Why should the perilim be barred from collecting without shvur? And how do you relate to the problem of the clash of two shvurs, which one of the shvur shop? None of these are double the Mishnah per se. We have to look elsewhere to see how we find it. But it should be clear that the Mechayim and Shuas here are different Mechayim, and even both the Shuvayim and Neitlin, But the Teshuva Sechen Vini belongs to the first group. Teshuva Sechen Vini belongs to the second group. Avgat Benanos, this can be learned in two ways. What was his problem? How did Chum get to deal with it? So the Gemara of Metzia, Mishnah Beis, as the Mishnah says, Shemitz and Metalis, so each one of them takes Bechza. Why is the problem bananas? Let me see, look at bananas. The bananas are going to be in the Shur Shav. So he also be Shur Shav. He might not know yet, each of them only swears he has not less than a half. And even the same to see. So when he says, "How can Rabbi Yehuda ben Shua Shav? How can Rabbi Yehuda Shua Shav? The Rabbi Yehuda Lodi Agbuva. Case bananas. It's clear Shua Shav. Either he paid or didn't pay. Case over here, maybe they picked it up simultaneously, and then each of them is telling the truth. And he seems to see. What was that? What was the Maskana of the Gemara? So they still here. Let me look at bananas. But see the lemeimal, you're the sharp in the magnet and after the tavei about the dodi akbu. That's gemod with the avine. Still, it thought to look at bananas. Okay, but she chlag bole shvua, achi she afshar lo boi de shvua shav, v'shani the tavei de shvua shav. My thought that she be chlag with our shvua is maybe it'll be shvua shav. So the question was not, is there a possibility that there was a Shua Shav? The Gemara knew there was such a possibility. But does that possibility suffice to satisfy Benanos? That's what it says. Yezrua, this is a bit more clearly formulated. So man, you heard about Yikus Shua Shav, Hechi Mashbin Elu. Yes, Kashmi Shnei Shvilin. Says that he also made the keep him shved and bevasachas only bezeachaze. But none of this agrees even with that. Yeah, that's not the point. I thought it was the point. I think the question is as follows. I think what the text means. The problem of bananas can be one of two, and it's here that the advertising. It's one of my best. And the Bedouin do such a terrible thing. administer shavuos and administer mitzvahs simultaneously, as currently. And it's certainly my creator shavuosha. We learned previously, terrible thing to have a shavuosha, but the shavuot of the shneim. The embezzlement of its own hands is doing it. Is that the problem? The problem is not our best doing it. The problem is about the objective result. Meanwhile, there will be a Shua Shav created. We're not worried about the reputation of Bezna. Our Bezna is dirty in its hands. Bezna is selling itself. We're worried about the result. Meanwhile, there's a Shua Shav. Why do I say this? Very simple reason. What is my answer? My answer is Abraham Tavay Badodek Buwa. What do you think the chances of Hadadodek Buwa? What percentage do you give it? 2% maybe. What's the likelihood that one of them picked it up a second before the other? They picked it up mamish simultaneously. One picked it up a second before he's the Baal, he's the Baal. You have to assume no, there was no time lapse at all. Photo finish. Is that likely to be? Very unlikely. Question is, do you get any mileage out of the fact that maybe the Rebbe did that Bua? If you are Yad HaLeh, you ask yourself, are we generating Shua Shav or not? The answer is, we are. Of course, it's likely to be Shua Shav. The chance is, won't be Shua Shav is infinitesimal. No of us. The question is, are we Bezdin proactively generating Shua Shav? If there's a B'doichi, Shibadoichi, a possibility, if not, so we turn ourselves to that possibility. No, maybe not, maybe we're not a Shua Shav, maybe. It's a question of what bothers Benanas. And here the Azura Sevotes doesn't generally talk about the difference between Vasachas and Mzachasa. If you're worried about the objective result, but this is a question, do you have a Shua Shav 5 minutes later? I assure you. If you're worried about business functioning, how they're getting in this mess, then maybe it makes a difference. All right, but now let's see to the heart of the issue. What about Shua here? Right, let's look at the Gemara later on. Stop with that. Where there's Adam and Bays. Especially the Priya and Rebbe. I'm a Rebbe, tell you I'm a Rebbe. Yeah. So how Rashi learn to Shua Zulama? What do you respectively think? Whether that we pass like bananas or whether we
pass like a bonus? Say first Rashi. Which name Bhagavad Gita should take the Shua Shabbat name? Well, period of you might feel like Enoch and Blow Shua to bananas, or Yasa Khanvani for Shua is all.
Yeah. So it wasn't clear, Rashi says, what he held. Well, he held Netabla Shua, like Banana, that was his question. Well, why needs Shua needs the Shuas? Let's do it with Ashua and Bananas, because Rashi gives the bananas. Or that the Perlim should win, the Shua, the Chevani should lose. Other Shem differently, we'll see that next time. But I might say the Rebbe held like bananas. That's what Rashi learns. Of the two, why would Rashi say that the second alternative was Yapsit Chemit Mishuas Perilim? Let's say the reverse, let the Perilim lose Mishu. Let the Perilim lose. So this comes back, if I need to choose between one of the two, that Chemini is in a more shame than Perilim. Because the Chemini is a Shnei Day Mitzchayavti, the Shnei Day Praticha, so they shouldn't win. Compared to quote Rashi, if Siyat Chemini shows Perilim, would mean that if the Perilim swear, would the Chemini swear too? Stop or not? What's the point? What's for his swearing, if it's not going to help him, he's not going to collide, they can collide without him, so he wouldn't have it. The difference between the Chemin and the Perilim, as suggested earlier, why one superior to the other, and the other friend of this Rashi as well. So we've got the Benanos, the second third of Rashi mentioned over here, and the question which comes up in Rishonim La'alokhe. What happens if the one of the tzedakim isn't there? The Mishnah is against confrontation. You see him say this, show this. What happens then? So this could be in two variations. Either the Chemini isn't around, so he's not going to collect twice. Only the Perilim are here. If the Perilim aren't around, only the Chemini is here. What should happen then? The problem with the Mishnah is the clash between the two. They have to pay twice. But when the one side is here, the other side isn't here. No?
Yeah,
so apparently we should be able to collect without a shua. The only reason they have the case without a shua too. It's not the corner for them to collect b'shavua. They should collect without a shavua based on the sugya of any day mitzchayav, any day praticha. The chenveni should only be able to collect with a shavua because he's the case of any day mitzchayav. So three different cases we would have with Nafka Mini, according to Benanas, according to the question gives to the Mishnah what Benanas holds, or Rashi saying Mishnah Benanas, or if only one side is here and the other side. All right, that's the basic outlook we're meant to change. But the questions, but there are other questions which prevail. One question is the nature of the Shavuos. If there's some conflict, he's supposed to shuah some Mishnah, qualitatively different kinds of shuah. It's one issue. Then what the Mechayiv is, the Balabas to the Chemini. Why can't we have a with the Chemini? This Mishnah talks about the Takonis to collect shuah, but why? This is Shem discuss, based on the Gilson and Gemara Babitzki, which is in front of in our Gemara, is of Gimel, why this is enabled. The Ran here talks about it also more fully. And then a question which we have to deal with also is, to what extent is there some kind of alliance here between the Perlim and the Balabas against the Chenveni, or the Chenveni and the Balabas against the Perlim? The problem with the Balabas is that, what's the problem? It's his ability to tanya. It's a shema. Does he remain a shema? And therefore they should be able to collect. Or he doesn't remain a shema, he becomes a bari. How does he become a bari? Vis a vis the perilim, he's a bari with a chemini, vice versa. Alright, we'll stop here. That coming up in Kosoi, she was the best of the one above the seal of Gimel, the one Kedushin, and the Gimel base, the Rashi was there, and the Balmoyer, and the Balmoyer and the Ramban. The Rambam's Perk Design of Svavar Lever, and also Perk Aleph. If the shoot thing, he deals with these issues where one side is not present. So it's an interesting question you might think about Shulchan Aruch. It seems like it seems to work to Chabad up in Kosai. But very different if one of them was a goy. Chabad, the prayer of the goy, yeah. Shach is a little shtick with regard to that. The first Ksais talks about this. Is this a local issue coming up in Kosai? Is it a more general issue with regard to Shvevenet in general? Shvevenet would have the same possibility. Rambam's Pesach Vav Levin Pagav Chishut Lo Chizai. In the Shainim, the fullest discussion coming up in Kosoi is in the Sefer Trumis. Shach Choftes Chele Gimel from there correctly. That's what got coming up in Kosoi. Then the Gemara later on, but the Gat Shtei Bechet Vuna Rav Chisde. Look at the Gemara here. Tasteless, and they're parallel tasting elsewhere, but it's pretty much the same. Lamed Aleph from the Pasuk at the bottom. The large tasteless element. And based on Baba Kami, the large tasteless. How this machlekes relates, if it does relate, to the issue of examen kanabon nipsil, as Tase talks about. It's also a discussion, like you would have thought, the halacha shneshvilim, the mishnah shneis and tayus parakei, if you paskin, two people both walk. Rabbim, two men, one of them, and you retire both of them. Is that related? Because Chaschas is tired, is that related to the Sugya or not? In Sefer Trumis, Shach of Tess, Chel Dalet deals with the rest of our Sugya here. But look at Balamoy and the Rabban of this as well. And the Rambam, Parakhobez, Chasedis, and the Raiv, we've got the Karkois. I'd hope to be with yet Paris next time. I don't see it. Okay, but the agenda I mentioned at the beginning basically still holds. We should finish.